What up, everybody? This is Sean. This is the first episode of Here's the Thing with Sean Karen. It's the first episode. This is a rebranding. I had to rebrand. I had an old podcast, but it was just Sean. It was such a cliche, you know. I thought I was clever with my old name. Everybody did their podcast with that. They just put their name in world. That's not clever at all. It's not original. So here's the thing. You know, that's one of the sayings that I'm always saying. Here's the thing. You're going to hear it just in that natural conversation. And I did it so much that it's, that's a personal saying. So that's part of my brand. Here's the thing with Sean Karen. Here's the thing. I have a co-host. My co-host is Parry, my cat. Parry. It's a black cat. Okay, I'm half black, but my cat is full black. My cat is full black. He's a magician. He does magic. He's great. He keeps the demons away. He keeps the demons. I have cerebral palsy, so I'm stretching out, you know, I'm stretching my body, and I feel my pain, you know, my body gets tightened up, so I've been stretching, and it's been helping, I've been making progress, you know, but I remember back in the days, people used to think that religious people of all religions, they would think of disabled person, they would think it's like a demon, like, oh, he's possessed. But like when I'm working out, I feel the effects afterwards. I can talk better. I can move better. I feel better. It's like, oh, when I'm stretching, I do feel the demons leaving my body. It's demons. Disabled demons. Retarded demons. So, yeah, his name is Parry. You know, it's a good name. There's levels to the name. You know. There's levels to the name. The first part of the name is Parry. Like a parry, it's like, you know, a nickname. But parry also means like to block something. Like in boxing, it's like, you know, you block the punch, you parry it. Or in a fighting game, you know, it's like a block. It's like you do a specific block. It's a parry. Right? And then he's a defensive guy. He's good. He's chilling up top. He picks the highest point of my place. I stacked a bunch of boxes on top of each other, and he's up to the top of it. He jumps up to the top. He's the top of the mountain. That's a good boy. That's right. That's right, buddy. Yeah, and you know, there's another meaning. It's a parry. It's like a paradox, but I just cut it off. It's like a parry. And there's a hidden meaning. There's actually a hidden meaning to him. The hidden meaning to the name. I should just make this for paid subscribers, but this is free for right now. But the hidden meaning to the name is actually, I'm a Francophile, and it's the capital of France, Parry. And that's the hidden meaning to his name. It's a triple decker. It's a triple decker. This guy over here. Black cat. I love him. Black cat. at night, I just see his eyes. He's cool. I just see his eyes glowing. And he stares at me. When I sleep, he stares at me. And I feel his gaze. Then I looked online, and it was like, what, you know, why is he doing this? It's because he thinks that he's protecting me, actually. It's that in the wild, this is like our cave where I live. And in his mind, I feed him and I take, you know, I feed him. I clean up his shit in the kitty litter, you know. I'm like his dad, basically. I'm his dad. So in his mind, when I'm sleeping, he's protecting me. He's protecting me from the animals that will come in. Other cats, dogs, wild dogs, anything. So he's a good boy. He's definitely a good boy. Meth heads around, you know. I don't know, man. I guess because I'm older, I'm conservative. But when it comes, at least when it comes to like drugs. Back in the days, it used to be coke, heroin, crack. Now it's like you try one of those, anything, you die. It's fentanyl. Like fentanyl is in everything. Like that's the new. That's the new remix, you know. China hit us with the remix. It's like, let's spice this up. Let's spice it up a little bit. I'm good on that. I'm good with just drinking. I like myself a nice beer, you know. Maybe some tequila. Yeah, but there's Fenty and everything now. My cat is awesome. My cat is awesome, but he's built for the inside. I let him roam around. I let him roam around. I let him roam around the neighborhood. I used to let him out. I have a tracker on him. And this happened about like a month ago. He would go out for a little bit at night. He's more of a nocturnal guy. He would go out at night, hang out for about an hour or 2 hours. I would call him back in, comes back in, gets a nice meal. He's, you know, he runs around. It's exciting for him. Then he comes back in and eats everything. He gets hungry, right? And it's happened about maybe last month. Just let him out, and, you know, I call his name, he doesn't answer. 10 hours later, I'm just looking, like, I'm like, what's going on, you know? These stray cats are a little rugged out here. My cat's a big cat. He's basically a Maine Coon, but he's not full. He's got that Maine Coon tail, and he's pretty big, but he's not full, you know what I'm saying? He's not full. But yeah, so we took it a while. Like it was a while. I was walking around all the places where I'm at, looking at all where under everything, and no, you know, he wasn't showing up. And about like 10 hours later, he comes back. It was a day and a half. And a day and a half later, he shows up, coming in, looking like he's on life support, looking like he was already sick. Barely making it up with no energy, he came in. So it's like, yeah, that's it. He's a house cat from this day forward. He's a house cat. He's not built for that. He's not built for the streets. All right. He's not built for the street. He's a house cat. You know, he's a tough house cat. In the house, he's tough. Outside, not so much. Yeah. My theory is, I think he was just out there just fucking. He was probably fucking a lot around the neighborhood. That's really what I think it was. I think he was just so tired and drained from smashing, you know? He's a hybrid. He's a nice cat. He's kind of like me. He's a hybrid. He's black and with something else. We're a mix. We're mixes. It's attractive, you know? He was running around just slinging. that's my boy. I was kind of proud, you know. My buddy told me, he was like, yeah, you know what? He's probably running around sleeping with a lot of cats. And you know what? That's probably right. And then I was like, you know, before then, I was kind of like angry at him, like, idiot, fucking asshole. After my buddy told me that, I'm like, yeah, that's my boy. I'm proud of him. That's right. Good parry. He probably lies. He probably says he's black and French. He tells the cats that he's from France. Starts speaking with an accent. He starts meowing with an accent. Like a Pepe Le Pew. But he's like a cool cat. Not Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew is a pussy. Parry's strong. He's scrappy. But he's a house cat, though. He's not built for the elements. These other cats out here are wild, rugged. They have like one eye. You know, scars on their faces. My cat is not like that. He's a shelter. You know, he's a shelter cat. He is a shelter cat. All the way from Van Nuys. I got him. I got this guy from Van Nuys. And Parry's cool, man. Yeah, he's from Van Nuys. And he was just chilling. I picked him out because where it was, there was like a whole selection of cats. Everybody else was like, meow, meow, meow. And he was just chilling. He was laid back, just chilling, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's the guy right there. That cat is black as fuck. He's chilling. He was a vibe. So I'm like, yep. This is my cat. I didn't care what his name was. I made his new name Parry. That's all right. So here's the thing. This is it for the first episode. All right. So like and subscribe. The next episode's coming up. I'm going to decorate my the place where I'm recording it better. So I'm going to do video. So this is the first episode. This is audio. The next episode will be video and audio. And eventually we're going to have guests. All right. So that's the thing. All right. So here's the thing. Please like and subscribe. That's the main thing. All right. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk with you later. All right. Peace, guys.